OK， 我们再次欢迎每一位。
Once again, we welcome everyone.
我们也欢迎在 Zoom 上的各位。
And also welcome those who join us through Zoom.
刚才那位成为我一线，是我刚信主的时候的最喜欢的歌。
So the song that we just sang, Be Thou My Vision, was my favorite song when I first became a Christian.
刚信主还没有受洗，我天天就唱这个歌。
So when I first became a Christian, but I haven't been baptized.
还有一首歌就是《古旧十架》。
And also another song called the
我记得很清楚，边走边唱。
So I sing while I walk.
虽然很走调。
Even though I sing out of tune.
昨天我女儿试图说你爸爸也可以跟着唱，她最后放弃我。
Last night she tried to convince me to sing along, but after that she gave up on me.
所以呢，我每次唱歌呢，全是新歌、新调。
So every time I sing is always a new song because it's always at a new tune.
我记得那时候刚进主的时候，唱的就是，这个天上大君王成为我一线。
So I remember when I first became a Christian, the King of Most High be my vision.
天上大君王成为我一乡。因为他的钢琴跟不上我的调。哈利路亚。
My daughter's piano cannot keep up with my tune.
那讲到这里，先提一个笑话，但是也是真实的事情。有一个牧师叫林大中。
So, there was a pastor called 林大中。
他在国内国外传福音呢，他一讲到呢，圣灵人就充满，人就倒在地上。
So every time he preached, whether in China or outside of China, every time he preached, the Holy Spirit will fall.
好多时候声音刚动他呢，他就开始唱歌。
So sometimes when God moves him, he will start to sing.
有一次一个教会呢，这个敬拜团队的团长呢，对他非常不满，因为他走调，王带领人走调。
So one time the worship leader who was not very happy about him because he always lead people out of tune.
他就把那个敬拜团队的团长责备了一顿。
So he rebuked the worship leader.
他说圣灵在这里运行，我唱歌，你看人都被圣灵充满，那你对我有什么不满？
He said, when I sing with the Holy Spirit, and people will be filled with the Holy Spirit, why are you still unhappy about me?
当然这不是我的借口。
Of course, that's not my excuse.
我还在继续努力学习，向我的女儿学习。
I do continue to work hard.
向大家学习。
Learn from my daughter and from everybody else.
那我说将来在天堂呢，有两件事情我要做。
So in heaven there are two things I have to do.
本来有三件事情，但是有一件事情必须放弃。
I actually have three things to do, but I have to give up one.
因为小时候呢，我特别喜欢中医。
So when I was small, I really like to study the Chinese medicine.
因为我爸爸是中医，从小看到他奇迹般的医好很多的人。
Because my father is a Chinese herbalist, and I saw many miracles that he had done when I was small.
其实我最喜欢中医，但是呢，阴差阳错，上大学呢没有选中医。
So I actually like Chinese medicine a lot, but however, I didn't pick this area to study.
所以说，将来到天堂里面呢，我要搞中医。
So when I 天堂没有病人，
就是所以就我听了。就给吧。所以呢，这个理想就要给吧，就要放弃了。
So I plan to do Chinese medicine when I go to heaven, but since there's no patient for me to do, so I just give up this.
那在另外一个理想呢，我叫天上要唱歌，学音乐。
So the second vision I have is to sing when I go to heaven.
因为地上呢一直没有。这个音乐的恩赐。
Because I have no singing gift.
喜欢唱歌，但是没恩赐。
I like to sing, but I don't have this gift.
所以呢，天上要学音乐。
So when I go to heaven, I will learn how to sing.
还有一个呢，要学的是什么？大家猜。
One more thing, I will continue to learn when I go to heaven. Guess what I'm going to do?
谁能 guess it? Right. 上面天上我继续搞我的物理，研究这个宇宙的奥秘。哈利路亚。
So when I go back to heaven, I will continue to learn about physics.
本来还有一个要想学的，后来也放弃了。
And there's one more thing I want to learn, but I have to give up as well.
我当时在大在这个神学院呢，特别喜欢这个希腊文。
So while I was in college, I like to learn about Greek.
我也喜欢，当时呢有一个老师呢，希伯来文教的也是世界一流的。
And also,
学希伯来文。
And also one of the Hebrew teacher, he knows, he's very famous in teaching Hebrew. I want to learn.
当时呢，我两个课都选。
I was studying both.
最后呢，我谦卑的听了我太太的建议。
But however, I humbly listened to my wife's advice.
因为我太太呢，会很多种语言。
Because my wife knows many languages.
她说你两个一起学肯定学不好。
She told me that if I have to learn two languages at the same time.
后来我说您看着全世界一流的老师在这里，我一定要学呀。
But I was telling her that all the best teachers are here. I have to learn.
后来我祷告的时候呢。我看到一个十字架。
So when I pray about this, and I saw a cross.
十字架在不同的时候代表不同的意义。
So cross will represent different things in different times.
但那个时候呢，神给我的意思就是，你把你这个选两个语言一起学的这个东西就定死吧，只学一个吧。
But I felt that God was telling me that I have to nail my vision of learning two languages at the same time to nail this on the cross.
所以后来就学了希腊。
So I later I picked to learn Greek.
这是其中一件我听了我太太的话受益的。
So that was one of the many things I listened to my wife, which
后来,
I benefited.
后来希腊文真的能够看圣经啊，这样感谢主。
And later on, I was able to read Bible.
如果当时希腊文、希伯来文一起学呢，可能两个都什么都做不了。
If I learn both Hebrew and Greek at the same time, I probably won't be able to do.
Anyway, 就是说天上的这个我们说将来在天上做什么。
So what we gonna do in heaven?
其实呢，这个概念呢，今天我们要知道这个天的概念是什么概念。
So, but first of all, we need to understand what's the meaning of heaven.
那其实真正天的概念，你是神掌权的地方。
So the true meaning of heaven is that is where the God reigns.
在我们中国过去的一些宗教里面，或者希腊的文化里面呢，他好多时候就是把将来，这个天堂呢，就是看成将来。
So in Chinese culture and also in the Greek culture, we always thought about heaven as if something that is going to come in the future.
In the future. 但是呢，这是一部分是对的，但是呢，有一部分是不对的。
So part of it is right, however, part of it is not correct.
所以当耶稣来讲的时候他说天国近了、
so、when,
天国近了
So when Jesus came he said the heaven is near heaven is near
你们应当悔改天国近了
You have to repent because the kingdom is near
那他说如果你看到神迹行在这里神的指头在这里行神迹的话你就知道天国近了
If you see the fingers of God if you see miracles you will know that the kingdom is near
这是天国的概念。
So this is the meaning of heaven.
啊，那耶稣祷告呢？说是你们要这样祷告，就是让他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And this is what Jesus teaches us how to pray that we will, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你的国度要建立。
And your kingdom will come.
啊，不是你的国度要升上去。
It's not that your kingdom will rise up.
他的国度已经在那里。
His kingdom is already there.
所以这个概念非常的重要，就是说让我们呢，就是说基督徒呢，真正的活在他的恩典里面。
So this concept is so important so that allow us Christians to, in order to live in his.
那不仅仅是将来在天堂里面跟主在一起。
Not just in the future that we're gonna live in.
将来那个地方没有眼泪，没有悲伤。
So in the future, there's a place that will be no more tears and no more sadness.
而是呢，我们今天就要进入他的国度。
But it is how we have to enter it today.
享受他国度里面一切的权利。
And we will enjoy all the authority that he has in the heaven.
一个国度呢，它必须有权柄。
So a kingdom needs to have authority.
权柄的架构。
So the concept of authority.
还有呢，所有的资源。
And all the resources.
还有呢，所有的福利。
And all the benefits.
这叫做国度。
So this is called a kingdom.
一个国度如果只有皇帝在那，只有这个王在那里，别的什么都没有，那不叫国度。
So if a kingdom only has a king, has a ruler, that wouldn't be called a kingdom.
所以这一点上面呢，就世世代代的教会呢，有时候就是说。有神的一些仆人就把这个真理的亮光就带出来， 让人进入到更加完全更加完全。
So through the generations that our leaders has brought up the truth so that we can enter into the truth.
但是呢，同时撒旦也在极力地做一个工作。
However, Satan is also trying to do something else as well.
他就是让这个基督教呢停留在一个理论的层面。
He wants the Christians to stay as in a theory, the level of theory, like only theories.
所以你就读只懂得理论，但是这些理论呢都用不了。
So you only know about the theory, however, you cannot apply the theory to our everyday life.
也就是天国永远在那里，不在这里。
Meaning that the heaven is always far away, it's not here.
那基督徒呢，在地上呢，一直过一个普通人的生活，有时候连普通人都不如。
So Christians were leading a normal day life, a normal person's life. Sometimes even not as good as a normal person.
那所以耶稣来的时候，他说天国近了。
So when Jesus came, he said the kingdom is near.
他说天国近了，其实原文就是天国就到门口了。
So the original text means the heaven is right outside the door.
所以他来的时候呢，就是天国就来了。
So when he came, kingdom came as well.
后来这个施洗约翰派人去问他是不是要来的那一位弥赛亚的时候呢，他说你告诉施洗约翰，我今天呢一并赶鬼传道。
So when John Baptist sent someone to ask him, are you the one that we are anticipating? He said, tell John that this is what's happening. Miracles, sick been healed, lame been able to walk.
对，他说大麻风得洁净，死人得复活。
So the dead rise from the, dead, rise from the dead. And also,
他让他要知道这就是弥赛亚的工作。
So he want people to know this is the work of the Messiah.
所以就说天国在这里，在这里呢，就是天国的王呢，带下权柄，带下能力，要做他要做的事情。
So the kingdom is here. So the ruler of the kingdom will come with authorities and power.
那今天呢，我们要借着这个以弗所书第一章呢，我们要讲这个在恩典在我们的生活里面是多么大的恩典，我们要去支取它。
So today we're going to read Ephesians chapter 1 to see how great is the grace that is going to come upon us.
在这个讲之前呢，我想让那个 Mary Wang 呢，讲一个她的那个见证。Mary Wang， 你在线上吗？能讲话吗？
不能的，她上班。
我能讲话，正好在中国。你叫我讲什么见证？
就是那一个小手大手的那个见证，那个我觉得这是、
okay.
那个意象，我觉得这是今年生给我们说话。你就把意象简单的讲一下，我再接着讲。
OK， 好。我看了一个意象，就是前几天看到的，就是一个大手哈，一个大手，就是还有一个小手，小手在大手的边上，但是呢，那个小手
等一下，翻译一下，
So
OK， 稍等一下，看一下我的视频，不要紧。
So Pastor Bing wants Mary to share one of the vision, and he felt that this is a vision for all of us. So she was saying, while she was praying, she saw two hands. So a big hand and a small hand.
Okay. So 我就看了一个大手和一个小手，然后那个小手从那个大手上就是慢慢的松开了，就是溜走了。
So the small hand and the big hand. So the small hand is trying to break away from the big hand.
然后呢，另外一只大手就伸向这个跟小手在一起的那个大手，就是一直戴着手套的手，白手套，就是医生的那种手套，白手套的手就进入了这个大手。
So another big hand came with a white gloves.
大家听啊，就是说有一只小手从这个大手的边上溜走了，就是离开了，然后另外一只大手伸向这个大手。你再讲一下。
Okay, so this small hand is going to break away from another big hand. So another big hand with a white gloves, so came and grabbed the big hand, the origin, the other big hand.
Very clear.
好，就是那只白色的戴白色手套的手呢，就来到这个大手，是吧？你可以做一个比方吗？
我做个比方，这是一个大手 ，OK， 这是一个小手，小手从这个大手里面离开了，然后另外来了一只大手，是戴着白颜色手套的大手，跟这个大手在一起了。
OK， 好，谢谢你，谢谢你，好，到此为止，
好，
谢谢。 那这个印象呢非常的重要，他给我讲了以后。
So, after she shared this vision with me, I have to say that it's a very important vision.
那这个意象跟我们今天的信息有什么关系呢？
So what does the vision has anything to do with the message that I'm going to share today?
就每一年呢，好多时候在年初，神都会借着弟兄姐妹，有时候牧者呢会启示一些很重要的信息。
So every year in the beginning, usually God will reveal to us some important messages through our brothers and sisters or from the leaders.
那我觉得神借着姐妹呢，启示了一个非常重要的信息，大家要仔细听。
So through our sister, I found that the Lord is going to reveal us this important message.
那这是一个非常非常重要的信息。
So this is a very, very important message.
我觉得这个大手和小手呢，代表我们两代，父代和子代。
So I felt that the big hand and the small hand representing the older generation and the younger generation.
这个是父母和儿女。
So parents and children.
也代表我们属灵的父母和属灵的儿女。
Also representing our spiritual parents and our spiritual children.
那属灵的儿女就父母，就是我们常常要传福音给别人，啊，那别人在灵里面重生，就相当于父母和儿女。
Spiritual parents are those who preach the gospel to other people. So when they became believers, so they are the spiritual parents.
或者说教会里面年老的一代人和年轻的一代人。
Or representing the older generation, the elders in the church, and the younger generation in the church.
这个大手呢，先要抓住小手。
So the big hand wants to get hold of the small hand.
但是呢，小手要留走。
However, the small hand wants to get away.
那这可能代表基层的意思。
So it might represent different meanings.
第一层意思呢，大手本来是要帮助小手。
So first meaning may be that the big hand wants to help.
就是父母呢想要帮助儿女。
So the parents want to help the children.
通过一种紧密的一种关系。
Through our intimate relationship.
但是呢，这个儿女会流走。
However, the children will go away.
第二层意思呢，有可能就是说，神说你父母一定要放手。
So the second meaning maybe God is telling the parents you have to let go.
当然就是说，他没有告诉我当时他看到这个意象的时候，神给他具体怎么解释。那这两层意思也许都有。
So Mary didn't share with me what she felt about the vision, but I felt that it might represent both meanings.
那所以呢，就是说我们在这个世代里面呢，好多的父母都对儿女呢非常非常的关心。
So so in this generation, all the parents have very big concern for their children.
但是呢，新的一代他们会流走。
But the new generation are going to get away.
我相信大家听到这个的好多人心里都有共鸣。
So I believe that a lot of people have the same resonance in your heart.
因为我们的年轻一代有一个不同的文化环境。
Because our younger generation has a different cultural background.
他们有面临新的挑战。
They are going to face new challenges.
但是我们父母呢，可能用老的方法。
But as parents, we probably use our old methods.
就是说，这个东西呢。就是最后呢，适得其反，可以用这个词来说。
So a lot of times you will have an opposite effect on our children.
那这个一线里面，后来小手流走，这个带着外科大夫手套的这个手来到这个大手这里是什么意思呢
？So the other vision where a bigger hand with a doctor's gloves, what does it mean?
这是神的手来医治这个父代。
So it's representing God's hands going to heal the fathers.
就是说这个意象里面就说神的手呢想要来医治父母亲。
So God's hand wants to heal the parents.
那我们父母亲想的呢是要帮助儿女。
So as a parent, we want to help our children.
神所想的呢，我要医治你。
But in God's heart, God wants to heal you, us.
当然，神的意象有时候可能有很多的意义，但是我的理解就是，神说你想要到我这里来得生命，而且要得的更丰盛，你要得医治，才能帮助你的儿女。
So of course the vision has many meanings, but to me, I felt that God want me to know that I have to come before Him to get healings first. Then I can help my children.
这是教会在很多个年代呢、mm-hmm. 就在复兴的时候呢真正进入他实质的时候就是从工作进入到生命。
So many times in the church history that while revival happens is that how you have to enter into a vision into
from
reality.
work to life
okay
那就是 from doing to being 就是说从这个做什么到是什么、
so、from doing to being
就非常重要的就是说当我们从这个从是什么到做什么的时候呢最后就舍本求末
是什么到做什么 so if we do it from being back to doing then it's like doing things in the opposite ways
举例来讲有好多教会有很多很多的事工在历史上但是呢没有照顾自己的生命
for example in the church history a lot of churches will be focusing on doing work however they haven't been taking care of themselves
那后来发现呢第一个他们传出去的福音呢人家听了像个祸音
像个祸音啊、oh, so the gospel that they tell other people however the those who hear about it they felt it's like a bad news instead of good news
本来是一个好消息最后呢他们听到的是一个坏消息
so it's supposed to be a good news however in their ears it seems like a bad news
他看到你们信主以后第一个变得很拘束什么也不敢做第二个变得很贫穷钱是很我误会的
so they, when they see you being a Christian they felt that oh you become so you know restricted in a lot of you don't have the freedom and also they felt that you are poor because money is filthy
那第三个他们看到教会的这些人怎么来弄断去来弄断去
and third they will see people in the church likes to judge other people you know gossip about people
很多的理论喜欢说这个人坏那个人好
so they have a lot of theories about people oh this people this person is good the other person is bad
你在西方现在接触到十个有九个人他们过去去个教会问他为什么不去教会他说我们不想被弄断
so 9 out of 10 people that in the western culture if you ask them why you don't go to churchThey will always answer that because I don't want to be judged.
你相信吗
Do you believe that?
真的真的接触到这样。那所以呢，你们传的福音，所以他听起来是一个祸音。
So the good news that you preach is a bad news to them.
Yeah. 又受束缚又贫穷。
You're being bound and also you're.
又不喜乐。
And you're poor and you're unhappy.
所以人家不懂得这个叫什么 good news it's a bad news
so they don't know it's a good news it's a bad news to them
那所以呢就是我们传讲圣经里面讲我们里面有什么就从里面发出来
so whatever we have inside is going to come out of us
所以我们必须要走到本源来
so we have to come to the source
必须再次的跟神的这个生命要来连接。
Once again, we need to reconnect with God's.
连接的话呢，就像约翰福音十五章讲的比喻，他说：“耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，枝子连在葡萄树上就会结果子。”
So just like John chapter 15 said that I am the vine, you are the branches. So the branches have to be connected with the vine in order to live.
耶稣从来没有说你要拼命结果子。
Jesus never said you have to continuously to bear fruit.
Make effort
to bear fruit.
他说你要连在我上面就结果子。
He said that you just connect with me, then you will bear fruit.
这是一个关系，是一个生命。
So it's a relationship. It's a relationship.
不是你要做什么。
It's not about what you are going to do.
而是从你是什么里面能生出什么。
From what you are, and you will come out of you.
所以我们来到这个《以弗所书》第一章。
So we come to Ephesians chapter one.
那《以弗所书》呢？这本书就是，神借着使徒保罗呢，把教会的这个丰盛，耶稣的丰盛呢，就要讲出来。
So through Apostle John, Paul. He tells us all the abundance that is in God in the Holy Spirit.
有一个姐妹，老姐妹，我跟她聊到，就她说在她的牧师讲这个以弗所书的时候，她就被圣灵充满，开始讲方言。
So one sister shared with me when her pastor shared about Ephesians 1, she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那其实你如果读以弗所书呢，讲圣灵并不多。
So if you read Ephesians 1, you will see that it doesn't talk a lot about the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，他把基督的这个里面的丰盛讲出来。
However, he talks about a lot about the abundance that is in Christ.
当我们真正的认识基督的丰盛和恩典的时候呢，神就必然要借着圣灵要来倾倒下他的丰盛。
If you truly know the abundance and the grace that comes through the Holy Spirit, God is going to pour down all the blessings.
那我们从这个第一节我们就读到十四节。
So we read from verse 1 to verse 14.
如果你读英文的话呢，if you read English, you just read on the screen. I read Chinese.奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前称为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己旨意所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。第六节，那 verse 6， 是他荣耀的恩典得着成长，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。我们借着因着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，那是照着丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的。都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随基业行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着成长。我们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这印记是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神子民被赎，使他的荣耀得着成长。当你读到这里的时候，你发现就讲到荣耀恩典。
So when you read until here, you will see a lot of times it talks about gloryand grace.
但是呢，好多人读到这里，你发现很抽象。
But how come? A lot of people when they read is very abstract.
但是保罗写的时候，圣灵感动他是很丰富。
But when Paul was moved by the Holy Spirit, it's all about the grace, the riches.
但是读的人呢，好多人读了他说太抽象。
But however, the readers will see, oh, this is abstract. Like I don't understand.
所以我们等一会呢，要让大家来做见证。
So later on, we will invite you to come and witness to this.
那因为呢，这些东西呢，要活在人的生命里面活出来。
Because all of these things has to come out of you, and you know you have to be alive in this.
怎么样活出来呢？是因着耶稣基督，就是在他里面，一定要在他的里面。
So how do you live it out? The Christ has to be in you.
那就像刚才葡萄树和枝子的这样一个比喻一样。
Just like the vine and the branches.
那枝子必须要接在葡萄树上。
So the branches has to be, you know, connected with the vine.
其实这一段经文里面呢，它最主要就是在耶稣里，在爱子里，在基督里，在耶稣里，一直讲的是在他里面。
So in this verses is continuously to talk about you have to be in the Son, in His love.In him.
所以这里讲到呢，各样的属灵的福气都是借着在基督里赐给我们了。第三节讲。
So here verse 3 says that every spiritual blessing is in Christ.
这里又讲到在创世以前基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And also verse 4 says he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blessed.Blameless.
那你有没有经历到在基督里面各样的福气？
So have you ever experienced that all the blessing that is in Christ?
但如果还没有经历到的话，我们就要经历。
So if you haven't experienced that kind of blessings, then you will have to experience that.
你有没有相信神在创世以前已经在基督里拣选了你？
Do you believe that before the creation of the world, He has already chosen you?
我们必须要相信。
We have to believe that.
而且这类相信呢，使我们在他面前成为圣洁、无有瑕疵。
And we have to believe that we are holy and blameless.
你相信你是成为圣洁、没有瑕疵的吗
？Do you believe that you are holy and blameless?
敢不敢举手？OK， 我要告诉大家，在耶稣里面一定要举手。
Amen.
举手，阿门。
We have to run.
你一定要相信耶稣的东西，都是要相信才是你的。
So in Christ,
OK， 大家举手，阿门。你在耶稣里面成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So in Christ, you are blameless and you are holy.
以后有机会讲，保罗用的全是方程式。
So if we have chance, we'll talk about Paul because everything that he wrote.
他讲到圣洁什么，不是将来式，是过去式或者方程式。
So everything here is has already been done. The tense is means that it has already been done, not in the future.
不是因为保罗有问题，而是圣灵在他的生命里面启示他，他活出来也要这样做，也要这样信。
Not something wrong with Paul, but he was been, you know, like filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit revealed it to him, so that.
你知道读到哥林多前书的时候，哥林多前书写到哥林多教会一大堆的问题，但是一开始就写的，在耶稣基督里面，神已经拣选了你们，让你们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So if you read 1 Corinthians, you will know that all sort of problem that's in the church of Corinth. However, in the beginning of 1 Corinthians, Paul said that you were chosen in Christ and
yes.
you will be called holy and blameless.
Yeah. 你看哥林多前书第二节就是写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
So he says to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be His holy people.
这个成圣，如果原文讲的话，就是那些圣洁的人，就是用给主的那个圣洁，就光在蒙徒的身上。
So the word
主的那个圣洁 ，holy, holy, holy, 就是在 holy ones, you're the holy ones.
So this word sanctify means that you are holy, you are just like.God, like holy, blameless.
对，就是他就是用这个词，就是 the holy ones.
So he used this word that 你们是圣洁的子民。
完了以后就说你们不能有这样的问题，为什么有那样的问题？
Later on, he points out you shouldn't do this. You have done that wrong.
因为 you are the holy ones. 你们是圣洁的人，不能有这样的问题。
Because you are the holy one, you cannot have all these problems.
他不是反过来的。
Not,
不是反过来说，你们有这样的问题，要成为圣洁。
No, it's not the other way around. It's not like, oh, you have this problem, that problem, but and you have to be sanctified.
你已经在基督里成为了圣洁。
You are already in Christ, and you are already sanctified.
弟兄姐妹要相信。
You have to believe.
因为耶稣说我在十字架上已经成了。
Because Jesus said, I have already done it on the cross.
他说成了就是成了。
He said, "It is finished." Then it is finished.
那历代教会的问题出在哪里呢
？Then what is the problem with all the generations of our church?
因为他不相信是成了，问题在这个地方，所以这就是我们要 work on.
Because the church did not believe that, so that's something that we have to continuously to work on.
所以呢，那一个相信成了的人就有福了。
So those who believe it is finished are blessed.
相信吗？你相信耶稣基督在十字架上已经全然担当了你的罪，你就成了。
So if you truly believe that Jesus Christ has already bear all your sins on the cross, then
你如果相信耶稣基督只担当你50%的罪，那另外50%怎么办
？If you only believe that Jesus have carried like 50% of your sin, what about the other 50%?
是不是你自己要担当
？Do you have to bear the other 50% by yourself?
So, 最好的相信耶稣基督已经全部担当了。
So you better believe that Jesus Christ has already bear all of your sin.
圣经说你成为圣洁，你要宣告我就是圣洁的。
If the Bible calls you holy, then you have to call yourself holy.
我 我太太也说你圣洁的怎么骂人。
Sometimes my wife will question me, you are holy, then why are you still, you know, like shouting and all that?
我说骂人还是圣洁的。Hallelujah.
I said, even if I rebuke, I'm still holy.
因为神让我成为 holy, 完了以后呢，他会在我里面，他在我的里面，他要做他的工。
Because God has called me to be holy, then He will work in me.
这就是那幅图画，小手和大手的。我们常常说呢，我们要去管我们的儿女，管我们属灵的儿女。神说，你要在我这里得医治，得生命，就我的生命要进到你的里面。
So that's the vision of the small hand and the big hand. Even though we want to control, I mean, like help our children, but God says that He will first come to Him, get healing from Him, then He will work. In us.
那这里面一直读下去的话呢，我们讲不满，今天讲不完。特别我们讲一下第七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，国放得以赦免，那是照着他丰富的恩典。
We'll pay special attention to verse 7. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
我们要相信他爱子的宝血。
We need to believe.
相信这个救赎。
We need to believe His blood.Believe,
相信过犯的得以赦免。
We need to believe that the forgiveness of sin.
这是照着他丰富的恩典。
It is in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
这恩典就是神白白赐给我们。
So the grace is free.
一讲到恩典，就是一个白白赐给我们天上来的能力。
So every time we talk about grace, it's a free gift that given us from heaven.
啊，天上来的赦免。
So it's a forgiveness from heaven.
那不但如此，后面讲呢？又把主帮的智慧聪明
充
充足足的赏赐给我们。
Not only that, He will also give us all the wisdoms and understandings.
弟兄姐妹，好多时候我们发现我们缺乏聪明智慧。
So a lot of times we'll find that we are lack of wisdom.
那我们要到耶稣那边去支取。
We need to go to Jesus to ask for wisdom.
我们好多时候一到做事情的时候呢，我们开始只是动我们自己的脑子。
So when we have to work, we will use our own, you know, like own knowledge.
那天我们在母堂的一个宴会上面，我吃完看到那个小伙子，我突然想起来关于这个智慧。
So the other day we were having a dinner party in the mother church, then I saw this young man and I thought about wisdom.
他就在 UBC 当时读书的时候呢，神做一个。Project, 神给他一个梦，梦里面说你要做这个 project, 那个 project, 都是很新很新的。
So while he was a student in UBC, one night he had a dream, and God told him he should work at this particular project.
所以最后是这个校长的这个 honor 毕业的。
So later on he got an honor degree from
the dean.
Yeah, from the dean, yeah.
就是说神是可以赐智慧。
So God can give you wisdom.
我们一定要这一切都是在他的里面。
So if all of these are in him.
那我们今天呢，我们真的要来祷告，就是说神要开我们的眼睛，让我们来看见。
So today we're going to pray so that God will open our eyes in order to see.
那其中另外一段经文我们要非常清楚的十四节是圣灵是得基业的凭据啊，圣灵已经第十三节呢，就受了应许的圣灵为印记。
And also we will read thirteen and fourteen says that we are marked in Him with a seal, and which is the Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit is like a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance.
这个印记啊，或者叫凭据呢，原文就是押金，就是质，人质那个质。
So the word Deposit means deposit.
Hostage. 就是说我已经 take you as hostage, something like that. 就是吃啊，就是说那时候当头嘛，压了一个东西在那，就是说这个东西100%是我的，
so、
我下面都付清。
So means that I have give you a certain amount of deposit.
就买房子的时候的首期付款。对。
Deposit.Just like buying a house, you will pay down some deposit, and later on you're gonna pay.
首期付款，首期已经付了，下面呢就是我已全付了，就对了。
So you will have.
首期付了，你别人就不能拿。
So you have to have your down payment. You pay your down payment. That means that you own the house, so no one else can purchase this house.
就是神跟我们的关系是一个100%的关系。
So the whole relationship with us and God is that it's a fullness, it's a 100% relationship.
那虽然我们里面的有一些东西还需要被医治、被改变，那这次就是说，神说我后面的我也会做成。
So even though we still have areas to work on, God says that I am going to, you know, continue to work in you in order to accomplish all this.
啊，首期付款已经付了，字也签了。
So the down payment has already been paid, and we also signed the papers.
那物主也换了。
And the ownership has been exchanged, and has been changed.
那这次我们就是说要来去相信这一切的真理。
So we need to believe all this truth.
但是呢，我刚才讲了，就是说，当我们读到这一段经文的时候，好多时候发现很抽象。
But however, when we read the verses, it seems very abstract to us.
因为我们需要圣灵，
because we,
我们也需要见证人，
because
所以我们要来彼此的来鼓励。
Because we need to have the witnesses, we have to be continue to, you know, encourage each other.
啊，刚才唱的那首歌就是说。成为我意象是爱尔兰的民歌调。
So the song that we sang, "Be Thou My Vision," is a is a Irish folk songs.
大家可能知道，在魁北克呀这边过一个节叫做 Saint Patrick's Day.
So in Quebec you celebrate Saint Patrick's Day.
那 Saint Patrick 呢，他以前是个放羊人，后来他怎么就被神得着以后呢？他到回到爱尔兰去以后呢，他从上到下从政府开始呢，他把他全基督化了。这个人神的恩膏在他身上。
So Saint Patrick was originally a shepherd. So he went back to Ireland, and from the head of the government to like every peasant. So he totally transformed the nation.
所以爱尔兰是一个早期是一个非常爱主的一个民族。
So Ireland originally is a nation that loves God.
那 Saint Patrick 为什么会有这样大的能力呢？
How come Saint Patrick has this kind of power?
因为他信。
Because he believed.
你知道第一本的希腊文的圣经 Jeremy 翻译的，他翻译的时候多大年纪吗？
Do you know the first book that ever been translated was
by the Bible?
The Bible, yeah, was by Jeremy. Do you know how old he was?
他那时候去写希伯来文希腊文的时候，他已经快50岁了。
So when he started to learn about Hebrew, he translated Hebrew to Greek,
Latin.
He was about 50 years old.
他是，就是，你想想，一般人四五十岁就不学新的语言。
So usually you will stop learning a new language when you turn like 40, 50.
但是呢，他因为神把这个意象放在他的里面，四五十岁的时候开始学希腊文、希伯来文来翻译第一本圣经。
So because God gave him this vision, he started learning about Hebrew and Greek when he was 50 years old.
哪来的这样的能力？
He was able to translate the Bible.
哪来这样的智慧？
Where did he get this kind of wisdom and power from?
最近我们在这个祷告会上面，国内一个姐妹啊，她常常讲，她说她不识字的，但是呢，她就。祷告什么样？他读圣经啊，越读越懂，越读越懂。他常常祷告是一段一段的圣经。
So, during our prayer meetings, one sister in China shared with us that, she was not able to read in literate. However, she prayed to God that help her to read. She started reading the Bible, and she's getting better and better.
历史上有好多的名人。我们可以来回顾，但是今天我们中间也有很多的见证。
So we can go through many famous people in the history, but today we still have a lot of testimonies like this among us.
像大家听说过奥古斯丁啊，奥古斯丁。
So you have heard Augustus.
August. 他呢，他是一个浪荡公子。
So he's like a prodigal.
年轻时候是一个浪荡公子。
So he's been like.So one time, while he was riding a horse, God spoke to him about a verse in Romans.
后来他就整个生命彻底的变化，成为这个教会历史上的一个第一代的神学家。
So after that, his life was totally.Transform, he became one of the first theologian in the history.
如果提到基督教的神学呢，必须要讲奥古斯丁。
So if you have to talk about Christian theology, you have to mention this person.
那另外可能大家唱那个 Amazing Grace.
And also the song that we sing, 奇异恩典。
作者 John Newton.
So John Newton, the author.
他曾经是一个贩卖黑奴的一个人，把奴隶从非洲
运过来贩卖。So he was a slave trader.
但是后来呢，他洗心革面悔改。
So but after that he continued, he transformed. He was, you know, repented of sins and he transformed himself.
他就写了那首《奇异恩典》。
So he wrote the song Amazing Grace.
因为一个人完全的被改变。
Because he was completely renewed.
大家可能还有好多的圣歌啊，唱过好多的圣歌。这些圣歌的作者都有一个，都有一些故事。
And also many many hymns that we sing, a lot of authors has their own stories.
有一首歌叫做《游夫的雀句》。
And there's a song called the 游夫，父亲的
游
夫，
游夫的雀句。
哦，游夫。
游夫的雀句。
So the 游
夫。游夫的雀句。
游夫的雀句。OK， 就是什么？怎么翻译？雀。So the
blessed assurance。哎，这是耶稣说我，对吧？这是我诗歌，或见或唱，对吧
？So this is my song。
哎呀呀。
Where is love？
会唱吗？
会唱。
Yeah。Yeah, this is my story. This is my song.
Oh, this is my story. This is my.
哎呀呀呀！那这个作者呢？他叫 Fanny Crosby.
So the author is called the writer is called Fanny.
年轻时候呢，在小时候呢，他的眼睛被大夫给治瞎了，就后来两双眼全瞎。
So when he was small, his
she.
Oh, so she. Okay. So when she was small, her eyes got, you know, like blind by a doctor.
但是呢，这个人写了很多的歌。
But she wrote many, many songs.
你唱他的歌的时候，你就看到那个心里的眼睛就是开的。
So when you sing her songs, you see that the eyes of in you that are opened.
包括贝多芬在晚年的时候，他耳朵聋了，开始写好多，他都是靠着主耶稣的能力。
And also about Beethoven, when he was deaf when he was old, but by the God, grace of God, he would continue to write many songs.
所以像。Fanny Crosby 啊，虽然眼睛瞎了，她的心里的眼睛是亮的。
So just like Fanny, even though her eyes are blind, but the eyes in her, inside of her, are opened.
我们今天需要的，我们的心里的眼睛要打开，真正要看到。
So we need to open the eyes that is in us, so that we can see.
所以下面的经文呢，神就感动使徒保罗说什么呢？他要祷告，讲了一段怎么样？就祷告，语重心长的祷告。因此，十五节。我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常祈祷你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他。特别是十七节。
So Paul been moved by the Holy Spirit, saying that he's going to continue to pray for us. Here on the verse 15 says, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in Lord Jesus and your love for all the people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. So, and 17, I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
那诗里面讲到呢，就是说他在，这 keep asking， 英文讲就是说不断的来为你祈求呢，让你怎么样，要怎么赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你。
So he says that he continued to keep on asking God to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we can know him better.
让你们真知道他。
So that you may know him better.
这就是保罗的祷告，就是让你们真知道他。
So that's the Paul's prayer, so that we can know him better.
为什么说真知道他？因为好多人还不太真知道他。
Why is it that we have to know him? Because a lot of people haven't known him yet.
你知道好多基督徒不是真知道他。
You know, a lot of Christians do not really know him.
我们要真知道他。
We have to truly know him.
就是求神呢，不断的加固我们信心，我们要来真知道他。
So continue to ask God for faith so we can come to know him.
后面又讲到，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等之望，他在众圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And also 18 says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glory, glorious inheritance in his holy people.
这里就说要看到这种丰盛，看到有何等的指望。
So that we can see the abundance and all the, you know, like the glory.
有时候我们的指望，指望断绝了，有时候没有指望。
A lot of times that you know we don't have hope, our hope has died.
但是呢，神说我们有何等的指望在他的里面。
But God says that you know like how great that is that the hope that is in you.
那并知道他向我们这信的人所想的能力是何等的浩大。
And also 19 says he's incomparable great powers for us who believe.
那这里讲到呢，就是说他。啊，这个二十二节又见望友伏在他的脚下，使他被教会做望友之手，教会使他的身体是那充满望友者所充满的。
And also verse 22 and 23, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him.
这里讲到呢，教会是那充满望友者所充满的。
So it says the church is the head of.Over everything.
那这里见到是教会，好像这里的教会跟我们看见的教会不一样。
And he says it's for the church, even though it may not seem like it.
弟兄姐妹，神的美意就是如此。
But God's blessing is for the is this.
在历代从欧洲到美洲，就是说真的相信基督，所以这个。整个的这个国家一个一个国家基督化
so from Europe to America because they truly believed so nations after nations have been transformed
在前几年的时候我看到与刚打的总统把整个国家献给主耶稣的时候我非常的激动大概是2000年
so about year 2000 when I heard the news that the president of Uganda have dedicated his nation to God and I was
这是非常非常令人激动人心的一个时刻。
And it was a very exciting moment in history.
那个战乱和贫穷的一个国度，最后认识了主耶稣，而且全国都献给主。
So it's a nation like full of war and famine, but they have dedicated themselves to God.
所以今天我们就祷告，就是神来开我们的眼睛。
So we pray that God will enlighten our eyes.
啊，这里讲到呢，要把智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
So here it says he's going to give us the wisdom and revelations.
啊，那就像我们真的知道他。
So that we can come and truly know him.
真的知道他的时候，我们要先要来到主面前。
So in order to know him, first of all, we have to come close to him.
你不要老管别人，这个人怎么不太好？
You don't have to worry about the person next to you. How come this person is this?
你不要老管你的儿子女儿，你看他们为什么老不长进
？Don't worry too much about your children. You know, like how come they don't grow in Christ?
当我们里面有的时候，就传给他。
When we have it inside of us, then we can be able to give it out.
我们里面如果是不健康的东西，也传给他。
If we are unhealthy inside of us, we will pass down, you know, unhealthy things to them.
我们要想传给他们健康的东西，只有我们自己是健康。
In order to give them the healthy self, first of all, we have to be healthy.
我们的孩子不会来做我们给他们讲的东西，他们做我们做的东西。
So our children will not follow what we say, but they will only follow when they see what we do.
我们属灵的孩子也是一样。
So our same as our spiritual children.
记得我们小时候呢，我们看大人抽烟，我们讲这个就是身体力行啊，大人抽烟。
So when we're small, we'll see you know adults, you know like smoking.
我们就很羡慕。
We are very, you know, jealous.
哎呀，这个抽烟枪，一个一个烟圈出来。
So when we see them, you know, pop out the smoke, it's like, you know, like so cool, like.
哇 ，so elegant，
so elegant，
真棒！这大人呢就说什么，小孩不能抽烟，这是大人抽，你们不能抽。
But adult will say to children, "No, this is only for adult, not for children."
这我们呢，把大人的烟偷来。
So we steal the cigarettes from our adults.
领一帮小孩子。
And we will lead a bunch of little kids.
我们抽烟给他们，吐烟圈给他们看。
We will smoke in front of the little kids.
他们好羡慕啊。
And they became envy of us too.
不是，哎，这是大人的事情，你们不能抽。
And then I tell them, oh, this is for adults, not for you guys.
This is how, you know, kids, they don't do what you say, they do what you do.
所以那小孩就是他不听你所讲的，他就是要做你所做的。
是不是啊
Is that right?
我跟你讲，小孩子你讲的话他听不懂。
You know the thing that you said they don't understand.
他只做的东西他看在眼里。
But whatever you do they see it.
所以我们今天呢，我们的祷告就是让这些东西呢，我借着我们的见证，借着圣灵在我们中间活出来。
So our prayer is that through all this, that through our testimonies, through our prayers, that everything will come alive in us.
我还是要讲一个现代的见证，不能老讲古代的。
I have to say a recent testimony.
我身边有一位姐妹，是个传道人。
So I have a sister. She's a priest. No, no, what? 传道人。She's a
在婚姻里面有非常美好的见证。
She has a very good testimony in her marriage.
当她怀着儿子的时候呢，这个。跟她的丈夫就离婚了。曾经
So while she was pregnant with her son, she got divorced.
她好长一段时间的记忆就是，对她丈夫的记忆就是，她的丈夫在她怀孕的时候多肚子上踹了一脚就走了，再不回来。
So her memory was that while she was still carrying, pregnant with her son, her husband, you know, like kick him on the belly, and he left.
这是他自己做的见证。
So that was her testimony.
但是呢，七年以后呢，这个姐妹信主。
But 7 years later, she became a Christian believer.
她当然呢，因着儿子的缘故呢，她常常要跟她儿子的爸爸要联系。
But because of the son, so she has to continually to you know communicate with her ex-husband.
她心里想，这个家伙不是好人，但是呢，他总是孩子的爸爸嘛。
So even though she thinks that is a bad guy, but she still has to, you know, talk with him.
她最后就想对她是，哎呀，这个福音还是要传给他吧。
And then she saying, "Oh, I still have to preach gospel to him."
最后，她先生就信主了。
And after that, her ex-husband became a Christian.
信主以后呢，两个人就复婚了。
So after he became a Christian, they were united again.
那儿子也非常非常的感恩。
And the son was very happy about that.
这就是基督的大能。
So this is the power of Christ.
有好多这样的见证。
And there are many testimonies.
有一对老夫妇，我们在蒙特利尔遇见的，就是关于生意上的见证。
And also a older couple that we met in Montreal.
在台湾移民到加拿大的时候呢，他们一个生意呢，一段时间不错，但是后来彻底就垮掉了。
So when they immigrate from Taiwan to Canada, they have a very successful business. But however, after that,
Taiwan to Argentina.
Oh, Argentina. But however, after that, they go bankrupt.
但垮掉的那个时候，他们认识了主耶稣。
So when the company went bankrupt, they came to Christ.
他们夫妻俩有一个习惯，明天早上5点起来，两个人相对而坐，祷告读经。
So they have a custom in their lifestyle. Every morning, 5 o'clock in the morning.The couples will come and sit down and pray.
后来，他们的生意呢又重新东山再起。
And after that, their business continued to thrive again.
而且呢，因着这些艰苦，因着经历什么，他的五个孩子都特别爱主。
So because all the difficulties in their lives, all their 5 children are very healthy. You say healthy, right?
对，非常爱主。
Love God.
他的一个双胞胎的两个儿子呢，都学习都是拔尖，在大学里都是拔尖。
So they have a twin boys. They are very, you know, perform very well academically.
而且非常爱主。
And they also love the Lord.
我记得他的那个双胞胎的儿子在 UBC 那时候实习的时候，因着认识我们呢，常常到我们家来。
I remember her twin boys, while they were studying UBC, they came to us.
One of the two boys,
yeah.He came to us frequently.
这孩子品格非常非常的好。
So he was very well behaved.
而且非常敬畏神。
And also in fear of the Lord.
记得他赚的，因为他是来实习呢，就有工资，赚的第一笔工资呢，就奉献给我们教会。
So he was here for co-op. So when he got the wages, he gave 10% to our church. 什么？He gave to the church
a lot. I don't know how much percent. 他就是他觉得他要奉献第一笔，这赚的工资一定要奉献。
So because he say it's the first money, the first time he was making money, so he has to dedicate the money to the church.
Anyway, 有很多很多的见证，今天活在我们的中间。
There are also many testimonies like that are alive in us.
包括在我们中间的每一位都有见证，
including every one of us here。
所以我们等一会呢来讲见证，要彼此鼓励，让耶稣基督这样的信心在我们的里面升起了。
So later on we will have our brothers and sisters to share so that we can encourage each other.
好，我们先做一个祷告，等请大家起立。
So we will rise and pray first.
我们天上的父亲。
Our Father in heaven.
主啊，是的，主，你圣灵就来照亮我们心中的眼睛。
Yes, the Holy Spirit comes and lightens the eyes that inside of us.
让我们知道你的恩典是何其的浩大。
So that we will see the riches of your glory.
让我们知道你的爱是何等的长阔深高。
So that we will know how deep and how wide is your love for us.
我们不仅仅是停留在理论上，而是真正的生活里面，我们要来相信，要来进入。
We are just not gonna stop, by learning your theory.But however, all of this will come and live in us.
Hallelujah, 圣灵，你现在就继续的向我们的弟兄姐妹讲话。
Hallelujah, Holy Spirit, continue to speak to all our brothers and sisters.
提升我们的信心。
Help us with our faith.
在以后的日子里面，主啊，我们看重你的时，跟你在一起的时间。
And in the coming days, we will pay more attention when we come, when we spend time with you.
看重来读你话语的时间。
Spend more time reading your words.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。主啊，你来做工。
Praise you, Lord. Continue to work us, work in us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.